I'm talking to Gordon Puff here in Dublin, and you're from Rathfarnham. How long are the Puff family living in Dublin? Do you know where did you come from originally?
Well, my father lived in Clara in County Offaly, so he had relations down there, and then I think the clan moved up to Dublin. He moved up, and there aren't very many of us, you know.
And yes, I know. And do you come from the Palatine tradition?
Oh, yeah.
And do you really? And did you still practice the Palatine?
No. Oh, we looked them up once. I discovered we were Palatines, and I went down one time. I was down in Limerick, and they have a museum down there, little museum. In, where is it? Somewhere down around Limerick, anyway. And they have various memorabilia down there, but there's no direct, it's a bit of Puff, it's a Palatine name, is as much you can say, with Blenner Hazards and Switzers and Bowers and all the rest.
And Glaziers, and yes.
Which?
Glaziers.
Are they?
Yeah, another one is.
Yeah.
So, and Fitzell?
Yeah, Fitzell, yeah.
Yes. So, can you trace back to your did you know your grandparents?
I knew my grandmother. Now, if you wanted a family history, you want to talk to my brother. He's gone into it in great detail.
Oh, is he?
Oh, he has it now.
What did your father do before you?
Well, he was in the he was in Good Bodies in Clara, and then he moved up into the Merchant's Warehousing, which was a grain business, and He spent his whole life there. He ended up on the board of that.
What was your father's first name?
Oh, now that's a good question. His first name was Francis. And for some unknown reason, which I've never forgiven both my parents for, that both my brother and I were called by our second names. Now why they did it, I don't know. But it's the greatest curse. Because you said, you get a phone, put down first name.
Yes.
And I could put down Robert.
Oh, but but they called you Gordon.
Oh, yeah. Gordon, yeah. Robert Gordon.
Yes.
My brother is Francis Henry, and he's Harry.
I see.
And there, he was Francis Joseph, and he was known as Frank. My mother was Kathleen, and she was known as Kathleen. I don't know why they did it, but I made sure when my children came along, they did not do it. I didn't do it.
I see. Isn't that interesting? So, your father came up from Clara after working with Good Bodies down there. I suppose, that was the Hessian, wasn't it?
Making juice and bats, I think it was. But yeah. They had a grain business as well. I think that's what he must have been in. Because when he came up to Dublin, he came into the merchant, which was all grain, importing grain.
Right. And did he became... the director of the company?
He was on the board, yeah, at the end, yeah.
What was the name of that company?
Merchant's Warehousing.
Yes. Mm. And why didn't you follow suit then? Why didn't you go into that business?
Well, I don't know, I just got a job in Jacobs and that was it.
Yeah. Was that the way it was? I mean, you came out of school and you looked for the best job.
Yeah, you went out of school and went into it. If you wanted third level, you did it, and if you didn't, you went on and did, you did something else.
And so your interest would be, did you finish school
I finished at the fifth level, fifth.
Class.
Yeah, did my matric, was it called?
Yeah. And what did you go into Jacobs doing first?
Everything. Everybody that came in, every male that came in, it was mainly female, of course, in the office, they went into what they called the general office, which was full of lassies typing out orders and things. And the orders came in there and they were processed and sent out to the... to the dispatch and so on. Everybody came in there for basic training.
Yes.
And then you moved, if you had a bent for something, you went on to I went into the entire Lotus section after that. And from that I went to the engineering section, and then from that I went out to work study, and after that I went out onto the floor, managing department on the floor, and from there I went... What did I do after that? I probably kicked out after that.
But let's take it stage by stage. When you went in there first, who was your boss?
My boss in that day was a man called Ned Lee, and he was sort of in charge of the whole general office. And yes, he sat at the end facing down, and everybody, all the guys, had their backs to him. Most ancient way of doing things.
Yes, wasn't it? Yes.
Crazy. But anyway, I think they rectified it afterwards.
But what year was that when you went in first?
I went into Jacobs in 1953, I think it was. Yeah, 53.
And it was very much the old school then?
Oh, very much so, yes. Yeah, I mean, people everywhere, and it was the old Bishop Street factory. And it was, as you probably know, it was started in a shop in Bishop Street. And they took over, you know, when they expanded it, took over the shop next door and the pub on the corner, and they gradually took over, in the end, took over the whole square. And, of course, buildings were at different levels.
Yes.
So it was chaos out around the factory, where they put in steel floors because all the... carrying around the stuff was done on little bogies.
Sorry.
But, you know, so big, the biscuits were on tins in those days, and there were six tins, and then about eight high, and these were wheeled around in various departments, you know, wherever they wanted them.
I see,
and
yes.
And then they were on the steel floors because they were easy to push, but they were made murder of your feet. On the steel floors all day.
And you very quickly left that office, did you? I mean, did you graduate fast?
After a few years, yeah. I went from there to the internal audit department, yeah. There was a small office, about four or five of us in that.
Yeah.
And then I went from there, and I was seconded over to the engineering section to do clerical work over there, and put in a system over there.
When you were doing the audit work, you had a good idea of the, in the late 50s and early 60s, the running of Jacobs, the finance, how they were doing.
Well, to a degree, we didn't get into the final account stage or anything like that, but I mean, we had a fair idea how things were going, I suppose, yeah.
What was the turnover like?
Oh, I have no idea. I couldn't remember that far back.
Yeah.
No idea. You'd have to look back to the accounts in those days.
Yeah.
I don't have an idea.
And, you know, I did all the advertising paraphernalia, you know, I remember some beautiful posters.
Oh, yeah, well, we had our own printing department in those days. I mean, it was a self-contained unit.
Yeah.
It had tin making. They made their own tins. That's the ordinary square ones, not the lithographed ones. And then they printed their own printing department, printed all the labels.
Yeah.
And printed all the stationery for the internal workings of the company, the calendars, all that sort of thing. And
they were beautifully designed. Who were the designers?
No, they were down to various people outside, I suppose. I mean, there was a man called Snow, and he was OC of printing and advertising and so on. So he would have got in his cronies to get to get all that done. We were only looking at a peripheral stage and outside.
Yes. Of course, yeah, and but the auditing, you say that there was just a few of you there working.
No, there were about four or five. About five, I think, in there. Yeah, yeah.
And was it the same situation? Did you have your, I suppose when you left the administration, the first part of it, where you had your, you know, it was like a schoolroom with the teacher sitting in the back of the class.
Yeah, we did do a small office on it, much better.
And it was old in was it an old building there in Bishop Street?
It was old in the sense that it was just a. It had been built up from the shops and all the rest, you know. Gradually, they built into it, you know, in the various ways, I suppose. I mean, Ormington, there was no building in those days. They did it afterwards, all right. They revamped the whole place.
Right, yeah. And could you describe, you know, the way it looked in the inside? You said that there was a lot of tracks on the floor where they used to run the... But in the workplace where you were, big old floorboards...
Oh, yeah, well, they were all sort of... the floor, like the wooden floors, this sort of parquet flooring, you know, a lot of it.
Yeah.
And then it went from there, you went straight into the factory, you know. You could be walking on all of a sudden, you're on steel floors, and then you knew you were in the factory area, you know?
Of course, yeah, but it... I'm just thinking of the winter months and the working without central heating and
there was central heating in the place. I know it was all right that way. Yeah. Well, no, there's never any. The windows might have been a bit drafty, maybe, but the maintenance is very good in it, I must say.
They kept it on.
There were 14 trades in the company.
How do you mean 14?
14 trades. And there's outside, you know, there was plumbers and fitters and painters and, you know, you name it, boilermen. I know that because there were 14 unions we had to deal with. 14 different unions. There was one man, the boilerman. He was the only member of the boilerman union, but he was a separate entity. But there were 14. At one stage there were 14.
That's incredible, and of course, being in the position you were in, you were dealing with them.
Sometimes you had to deal with them, I mean, I hadn't got to deal with them all at the same time, because any time I went out into the management, you had about, you had two main unions to deal with there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just showed that it gave a lot of employment then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in Bishop Street, originally, you know, that was always known as the Mother House. There were over 3,000 at one stage. That would have been at the height of the boom, more or less, and it would have been a night shift in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was curtailed back. But there were up to 3,000, I think, in the original building. And then, of course, as time went on, and they whittled them down, modern machinery and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, so you saw
the transition. Yeah, you saw a certain amount of it. Oh, yes, yeah. And then, of course, we went out to Tala.
Yeah.
And that was quite a move. Very traumatic move.